Well, recently, Consumers Energy installed a smart meter on my home, and I have been learning firsthand about how it gives me more information about and greater control of my home energy use. But for purposes of this radio program, better to consult an expert on smart meters. And with us is Catherine Burkholder. Catherine is the outreach coordinator and spokesperson for the Smart Energy Program at Consumers Energy. Catherine, pleasure to have you on the program.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
For those who may not be consumers, customers, a little bit about the Smart Energy Program.
Well, Consumers Energy began installing new meters back in 2012. We began in the west side of the state near the Grand Rapids, Muskegon area, and have worked our way north and east since then. Currently, we've installed over 1.4 million electric meters. And then for our combination customers, those customers who have us for both gas and electricity, we've also installed 400,000 gas communication modules. And what that means is the gas communication module can communicate with the electric meter. And for those combination customers, we get a read daily for both their energy and their natural gas use.
And you don't have to rely on the old way was you'd have a meter reader come out once a month or every other month and try and read the meter.
Exactly. And when you have 1.8 million meters out there, that's quite an undertaking. The weather, animals. I mean, there's so many things that come into play. And so this technology really makes us able to give our customers an accurate bill every month, no matter what it's like outside, no matter what's going on, no matter how hard a meter might be to get to, we're going to be able to offer our customers that accurate bill.
Now, most customers have accepted these smart meters without any complaint whatsoever, but some questions have been raised about smart meters. One of those questions has to do with the radio frequency and whether that causes potential health problems, particularly for children.
Absolutely. And, you know, we look at that. All the tests that we've done show that the type of technology we're using, and we are the first large utility in the United States to use the Verizon Wireless Network to get our information, which means we get one text type message from the meter to us that gives us the data we need for our customers. That amount of radio frequency, that one text message in the middle of the night, it's equivalent to that of a baby monitor. The meter is on the outside of your home. There is no danger to this whatsoever.
Another thing that you hear about from time to time, that somehow everybody's concerned about their personal data.
Sure.
And hacking and what have you, but is your personal data or any household data at risk with these smart meters?
No. What we get from the meter is basically a premise number or a serial number, and there's no name, account number, address, nothing associated with the meter other than the energy use from the home. It is all encrypted. And, you know, the other thing we like to talk about, because people are concerned about cybersecurity, we certainly have the greatest people in place to protect us, who keep an eye on our information. And we often tell people our biggest concern, our greatest threat is always Mother Nature. She can come through and wipe out power in a matter of minutes to thousands of people, and we've seen it happen. And again, our crews are ready and in place. Same goes with our cybersecurity efforts. You know, we have everything in place to keep our customers' information safe and secure.
A third myth that you often hear about is somehow that this smart meter may have some impact on other electrical devices in your home. No truth in that one either.
Absolutely not. The only type of program that we have where we are going to interact between the meter and the home, it has to be something where a customer has given us permission to do so. So say, for instance, I'll go into our Peak Power Savers program. This is a program a customer can enroll for. We have to come out and install a device next to their air conditioning, their central air conditioning unit. And then we can, on the hottest days of the year when supply and demand, or when the demand is high, we can cycle down their air conditioning unit by about 50% throughout the day. Again, they have to sign up for it. All of the devices have to be in place. And say, for instance, you know, I guess an example might be if you're having a family wedding at your home and it's 95 degrees out and you think, I don't want my air conditioning cycle down that day, you can call us and say, you know, not today. They get to choose one opt-out day of the year. But most people, and we have had people who have done this, say they don't even notice the difference. And then the nice thing is that then the month they get a credit on their bill. So it's another way of saving money for them.
Talking about smart meters, we're talking about some of the capabilities, some of the myths surrounding smart meters with Catherine Burkholder. She is a spokesperson for the Smart Energy Program at Consumers Energy. Catherine, you mentioned power outages. Mm-hmm. I'm signed up for the alerts that I get on my phone now when there's a power outage in my area.
Wonderful.
But with these smart meters now, I mean, the potentially, and maybe it's in place now, but correct me if I'm wrong, power outages can be communicated instantaneously.
You know, we do get notifications. As soon as a meter is out, we can see that we get a notification that power is out at the home. And but what one thing I want to say is we still encourage our customers to call us. Although this, our new outage management system, is going to make us more efficient as a company. We can better analyze who's out of power, what's going on before we roll trucks so that we're better prepared when we get there. So although the outage management system is in place so that we can see when people are out of power, again, we still want that phone call, especially if it's a big storm where we're getting, you know, thousands of pings and notification that people are out. So,
well, and that's good. That's good advice. Certainly would call, but from the standpoint of someone who has a sump pump,
yep.
And during a rainstorm, mm-hmm. I mean, before I would call Consumers even, I would get my generator going, get that sump pump plugged in so my basement doesn't flood, and then call Consumers Energy.
Sure.
But even if you're on the road somewhere, knowing that you could have a neighbor come over and do that generator, I mean, it could save you a major issue.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we have in Michigan a lot of people who go to Florida, Arizona during the winter mm-hmm. months. And if we see we're not getting a read from that meter, we're going to go and investigate and see what's going on. So if they haven't contacted us, we will still know and hopefully protect them from having coming home to a thawed meat in a freezer or anything
right.
like that. So, yes.
You sent me some information from your website. It's consumersenergy.com/smartenergy, all one word. But the web portal, talk to us a little bit about the web portal and some of the information. I played around with it a little bit in recent days, but there's more info to come.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny you ask because I am unfortunately not a Consumers Energy Electric customer. So what I did just yesterday, one of my colleagues, Lindsay, I went to her. She just got her meter about a month ago, and she told me she has not been online. So I said, let's get you on there. Can I sit next to you while you do this and see what we can see? So I did, and it was an easy setup. She could go to the website, you know, enter her information,
very easy. Yeah.
Very easy. Mm. And then once she got on there, it was fascinating, a very user-friendly website. She could see per hour how much energy she was using. It showed her that she used in one day 18 kilowatt hours of energy, which equated to $2.74. Right. And, you know, she was amazed. She kept saying, oh my gosh, look at what I can see. I can tell we were gone that day. That's why our use is lower. And we actually had a lot of fun looking at it. It talked, it gave her recommendations on how to save energy. It also told her carbon footprint, and it gave her ideas for how to cut back on her carbon footprint if she was interested in that. So there's really something for everyone on the website.
For more information, Catherine, give us that website again or a phone number that people can call.
Consumersenergy.com/smartenergy or 800-477-5050. That's our customer service line, and they can help you with any questions you might have.
I've been talking smart meters with Catherine Burkholder. She's the outreach coordinator and spokesperson for the Smart Energy Program at Consumers Energy. Catherine, thanks so much for being on Greening of the Great Lakes.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.